Monday, September 3rd, 1979, talking to Josephine Roberts in Tanana. This is our second session of photo identification. Ask what year and who. Okay, this is photograph number one.
The tent, the flood in the boat. This guy is Hazel. She used to be Hazel Knox, and that's her husband. I don't know his name. It's Pinkleton or something like that. Uh-huh. And that's their tent there. You see water all around it.
So this is Galena.
Galena. What does the other one say? 1944? That's what it says on the picture. Because that's the year it was.
Okay, photograph number two.
That's my school teacher with the fur parky and a beaver hat. Mrs. McElroy and Mrs. Bogie.
Do you know what year that picture was about?
Gee, what year was it? 36. I could say it's about 36. And that's her old house there. Mrs. Bogie's old house.
Number
three. There are kids of my, a friend of mine. I met her. Her name is Abby Peters from Fort Yukon. And she sent picture of her children here.
Looks like they're right in the garden.
Yeah, that looked like in a cabbage or a cauliflower patch or something. That's their name is Jim and Johnny, I guess. That's what she has written on there.
Number four.
Oh, that's when my son got married, Fred Minook. And that's this guy here with the Navy outfit is Francis Roberts, Fred Minook, and his bride with the white outfit, and myself.
Number five.
That's an old picture of NC Company. That's right down here, this side of the NC Creek. There's windows all the way across in front, double doors.
The top,
I think that's where he used to live, I guess. I don't know. No, Ori Shade was running then at the time. And he had his own place down there, this side of old post office.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like a nice store.
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to shop there all the time?
Oh, yes. I remember I used to buy milk there for 10 for dollar. It's 10 cents a can.
About what year is this?
Gee, I don't know. I know when I used to shop, when I first started shopping there was in 1940, when I first came up. So this must have been about 1941, maybe. I could say it was 1941. It was still there then.
Number six.
And that's Pauline, taken 1939. That's the place where we used to live right here, this building here. And that's our wood pile. We didn't have to cut our own wood, though. The boys had to do it. The janitors had to do it.
Is this the picture she sent you when she's trying to talk you into coming to town?
Oh, yeah. She always used to send me pictures.
Number seven.
Snuck off. Oh, that's my cousin. I think her name was Florence Evans. See that little pup trying to pull the sleigh look like? And that's a cemetery way up here.
Mm-hmm. So that's here in Tanana too.
Wow.
Number eight.
You see that, the point of the island? You always almost see that in a picture. That's a well house and a generator house. And there's a sidewalk right by it. And at the building, right straight back, is a part of the gymnasium right there. And right next building there, you see there's a fence there. That's the Fort Gibbon boundary. And the other side is the school, and then that's some kind of building. I forgot the name of it.
Do you have the name for this island?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Mm-hmm. That one down there is Bull Island.
This is number eight.
Number eight. That's Flora Cochrane's adopted father. That's Peter Henry. You see that rabbit? You just barely see it. And wintertime, you see how the shadow is.
Yeah.
Is that your show? He's on. No, somebody else took it. I think my old man took it. Henry Minook took it. And that's our dog houses right there. And that's a summer tent frame right there, you see? Mm-hmm. And he's on snowshoes, beaver skin mittens.
So mm-hmm. Did he snare that rabbit?
I think so. He must have, because he don't have no gun. He just came back.
Number nine?
Number nine. Oh, that's myself. Gee, that's a shame. Look at that.
that's
1943. Mm, that's right by our old house. Mm-hmm. You know, these suit coats are back in style again.
You used to wear that a lot, the suit coat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we're doing something.
Picture is one your husband carried around in his wallet.
Yes, that's how come there's that white mark on it, I guess, you know. Got stuck on something. Yeah.
This is number 10.
Oh, that's Fred Minook with his beaver cap on. He's bashful, I guess. And that's one of the twin. I don't know which one. It's Jerry or Tommy and my husband, Lawrence Roberts. You see, that's... You see, inside the door is open. You could see our tea kettle on the stove.
Number 11.
Now, I better get this right. This is in front of Nettie Earhart and them's old house. It's still sitting up there, though. And that's Lester Earhart, Dina Kazivnikov, and Christopher Grant, and that's his sister right there with the hood on. May Stanley, and Teddy Luke's boy, Teddy Luke Jr. He got killed outside, and that's Todd Kazivnikov.
So mm-hmm. That was from left to right. Mm-hmm. You know about what year that was?
Gee, I can't guess, really. Anyway, Lester has a white mukluks on. See? Their mother was a beautiful sewer. He's got a Martin skin cap on. At the end here, you know, Tari Kazemnikov has got the beaver skin hat on. And Christopher in the middle.
Number 12.
Number 12, that this is taken at Galena. That's right in front of our old house. Gee, I don't know what year that was taken, but I think it was in 1942. And that's Walter Minook unpacking. And myself, scarf on, and those are the style, the hairdo. Even the shoes was a style. Now it's back in style again, huh? Should have saved all my old clothes.
Number 13
is that's in front of old TC company. You could see that company there. That's Andy Vachon's store. And Hudson Nikolai and Julia Nikolai, his wife, and that's their sled.
Number 14.
Oh, that's a long picture. That's our old liquor store right here in TC Company. That's still Andy Vachon's store, and that's his liquor store.
About what year is that?
I can't say. It was somewhere in 40s. 44, 43, 42. Could be anywhere around there. Pete Zabro, they used to call him, I think. That's the from left, and this young boy here, I don't know who he is, and this another one here, but this lady here with a white skirt on is May Edwin, and this lady here with the mittens with a string on is Clara Swenson, and next to it is Catherine. She used to be Catherine Greenway, but she married Mayo later. And behind this little girl here is Eva Grant with the ruff on, you see? And then that's Ginny Iglia right here, standing in front of her. You see, that's a fancy part of Ava Grant's parka. There's a fancy part on it too, you see? It's a long fur coat. And next to her in this khaki parka is Mrs. Iglia. And this girl with a white man coat, long coat, is
with her hands on the sled.
On the sled is Ruth. Ruth Johnson used to be her name. And right next to this little girl is Eleanor Cochrane, but I don't know who is sitting inside the sleigh. And right behind this little girl that's standing here, I don't know who she is. I can't see her face very good. But next to this girl that's got a jacket on, short jacket, that's Irene Nikolai, Pete Nikolai's sister. Right behind her with the glasses, with this black scarf, is Peter Henry's wife. I forgot her name. That's Flora Cochrane. They raised Flora Cochrane. And with this big, great big ruff around her head and firm... you can't see her. With the fancy part again, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That's Margaret Cochrane. And that's her cousin right here, Mrs. Minook, my mother-in-law, with this fur mittens on. Mm-hmm. With beret. She's got a beret on. And this is Laura Noble, used to be. Mm-hmm.
Really, you got
mm-hmm. Almost except these two young boys.
I think this number 15.
Number 15. I wouldn't bother with the ones I don't know. The only one that I know from left to right, these are white children. I don't know who they are. But this girl, that's Indian girl with them, is Flora Cochrane. Mm-hmm.
Number 16?
Number 16. This guy that's bending over is Teddy Luke. And my old man is monkeying around with getting the fire started, I guess, for tea. That's when we used to trap beaver around. You see this little creek here? That's that Bear Creek down here.
And you took this picture?
Mm-hmm. I took this picture. I have a picture of me standing on a sleigh starting. You know, that's the same time I was taken. He took a picture of me.
What year?
That was in springtime. I think it's in March, I think. I think it was in 51, 52, somewhere around there.
This is number 17.
This lady that's in a coffin here, that's my grandma. She was married, my grandpa's Johnny and Tosca's second wife.
What was her name?
Martha.
And what year was that one?
I don't remember what year she died. Somewhere in 35, somewhere around there, I guess.
18?
18. That's an old mission church right here. And there's a coffin. I don't know these people here at all, but there's a coffin there inside. See, they're hauling a coffin up to the grave to bury this person here. I don't know who they are.
19.
That's during the races, during April. It's Eleanor Cochrane on the handlebar here. And I don't know who's that little boy there by her. And that's Lucy Savrell, I think, is her last name. She used to be an AMWAC. Mary Cochrane. And that's myself right next to her. And that's still Ginny Iglia again. And I don't know who is this behind her. And that's Bobby Cochrane in the sleigh here, right? No. And that's Mary Johnson. And I don't know who this little boy is right in front of her. These ones, I don't know. But this is Ruth Cochrane. The last person. And I think that's her daughter right there, Sammy. Samantha. Or I don't know what was her name. But I think that's her. I think we used to call her Sammy, though.
Number 20.
This is a boat, Andrew Cochrane's boat. In this one, they used to draft drums, you know, during the... Gee, what year was that? 40-something. 42? I think so. There used to be a lot of boats that used to draft gas. And I don't know where this was taken, downriver someplace around, way above Cochrane someplace, I think.
Do you know how many drums they would usually have?
Gee, I can't guess. Over 100, I think. Over 100. Mm-hmm. That's Bobby Cochrane right there. Mm-hmm. Probably that's Effie in the boat. I don't know.
Number 21.
That's a fish trap of my father-in-law. You see all these sticks that's sticking up? That's the lead. And that's supposed to, fish supposed to swim right up against it, and then they swim right into this one. It's in the water right here. You see, this is a long water hole right here, as long as this fish trap, and they just put it back in right there.
So where is this taken?
Down there in front of that old dump. You see that place down here where it's cut bank like? That's where. Or somewhere around there.
What was your father-in-law's name?
Adam Minook.
You have any idea about what time, what year?
I think I have. You asked me that before already, I think, huh? In the other tape. Mm-hmm. That's my grandpa, Johnny Antosky. I think you can see that on a... Yeah. I don't know what year that was taken. But that was taken by an old church. I know that. Mm-hmm. And that's my mother and her friends. This is Helen Stanish. This is the crippled woman I was telling you about. She they all got old-time moccasins on, that wind-around moccasins. Mm-hmm. And my mother, Angie Nolner, and Helen Ambrose. She's the one that was working on that fishnet. Same gal.
24.
Oh, that's an old picture of these kids. From left is Marilyn Kennedy. Kenny Kennedy. Frida Swenson used to be. She's married to Van Patten. Joyce Roberts behind this weeds, right by her brother Francis Roberts with the cowboy hat. he's got some kind of, must be a sugar daddy or something. And that's Chris Summers, that redhead, right next to him. And that's his little sister. See how those little brother and sisters are studying Judy Summers right there. And this is, I think, Percy Joseph. And I think that's this kid that killed himself. Gary Edwin, and Carol Elia. She's the biggest of the bunch here at the end.
So what year was that one?
'56? Might be around
there. What are they standing on top of?
That's some kind of a thing. Counter, like, you know, that's what they're standing on. I think it's by the old hall, right in front of, and they had something there. That's what they're standing on.
26.
That's still this fish trap thing. You see, they're working on, I don't know what they're doing there. They're cleaning off the ice, I guess, off so they could put the fish trap back on, I guess. And he's busy back here. I don't know what they're doing, really.
27.
That's still the fish trap thing. That's Adam and Up. You could see that. It's written down, so it's easy. You see, he's probably gonna... Too bad there's no fish.
Did he put in fish trap every year?
Yeah, but it got so it was too much work, so he gave up on it.
28.
Oh, that's Altona Brown's Fish Camp. And about Ruby. You see that platform, like it's on the side of the hill, that house is building, that's how come it's off. Old gas can with airplane on there, huh? My mother is sitting down. That's my dad, myself, my mother, Ann Jane, and Mary Nellner. Used to be. Her name is Carla now. She look a mischief.
What year is this?
I don't know. Maybe that's the spring we came out of Novi, it could be. I don't know. It seemed like it. You see how big she was and she couldn't paddle? I think that's when we were coming back down from Novi in June. That's somewhere in Serbia. That's my Uncle Walter on the handlebar. That's when he used to race. He used to come to Fairbanks. He used to go to Fairbanks all the way from Galena with Doc Kim. Him and Joe Stickman. Sometimes George Jimmy used to come with him.
Did he used to run mail?
Boy, they say he was a good runner. They say he'd almost run with his team all the time, you know. They say he'd just jump off the sleigh and he'd just run and he'd just straighten up his dogs while the dogs are still going.
He just runs alongside of the dogs,
yeah,
and straighten them up.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice looking guy. Just taking a kai cook. All the girls used to be crazy over him. And that's him there. That's a Fairbanks old bridge. In that, in right across China. And that's the old church right there. You could mm-hmm. see this. I don't know who these official looking guys are with raccoon coat. Mm-hmm. And that's Uncle Walter with a trophy.
You know what race?
When they win, they have their picture taken with it all the time. I think, I don't know what year that was. 27, 28, somewhere around there. He brought me my first doll that was about 3 feet, I guess it was about this tall. Beautiful doll. And this is Helen Ambrose working on a fishnet. That's in fish camp, I guess, because you could see that tent.
So this is number 31.
Mm-hmm.
Is she making that or mending?
No, like she's on. That's a homemade fishnet, but she's untangling it so she could get ready to mend it. You know, see, there's hole on it already. So you see, she's untangling it so she could start mending it.
Did you ever make that kind?
Mm-hmm. That's the one I was talking about. Yeah, mm-hmm. We used to make our own floaters like that.
32.
This is a dog team with a lady on a handlebar. That's Altona Brown. I don't know. I have no idea what she's doing. But those are old buildings there at Ruby.
33.
That's an old hospital, and this is a nurse's assistant. I don't know if that was Louise or not. It could have been Louise Larson, the old hospital.
Was that the year you went to work there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when you see that path going out to the bank. That's our path. We go out to the bank to watch the river bank.
34.
That's the same flood, and that's the same boat. You know, that guy who's standing in. Only the lady is not there now. That's the same flood, 1944. That's what it say. That's at Galena. This is the airport right here. You see it?
Oh.
That's supposed to be the airfield, but you see how? That is even before they built the dike around. That's how come you don't see the dike? But they built the dike around it later. That's a Nulato mission. That's where the sisters used to live. Father, I don't know which one, which is which, you know, but fathers live in one and sisters live in one.
37.
This is an old picture. That building, part of that picture right there, that building, that used to be their little hospital like? I mean, you know, like maybe just one bed.
In Galena?
Nulero. This me with a black outfit, with a black beret. Left is myself in style, it's a long dress. And right behind there, right next to me is Vivian Peters with the beret on. And right in front of her with this flower dress is Florence Keyes. And Pauline with her hair parted in the middle with glasses, that's Pauline Carlo. I don't know the child that she's packing. And that's Angela Huntington with a plaid jacket. She's in style. She's got short jacket too.
You know what year that is?
Nope. Probably 30. In 30 something. That was before I came up. Maybe 38, 39, somewhere around there. That's Helen Stanish. That's taken at Nulato too, I know. That was in springtime, one of his stick dances, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Short one. Is that the same year as this one?
It could be, you know, because we used to go down for stick dance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She used to make all her clothes except her jacket. She's got old-time slippers on, you see?
Oh, yeah. Does anybody make that call anymore?
I did, once.
39?
This is old picture of my sister, Sophie Nolner. She died after I came up. And myself. With one of my favorite dress. Just going to, I was just getting dressed to go to Snares.
Yeah, people used to wear dress to go to Snares.
Huh? Yeah, we used to go like, we used to drive dogs like that.
How would you keep warm? With dresses? Warm.
Because we have khaki pants, you know, with a flannel lining, just like, you know, like thermal things.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Plenty layers underneath.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's all stuffed inside of. And we have a long knitted socks that goes above our knee. And you just put that over our khaki pants, you know. Yeah. We never missed the pants, but then we found our pants were better later.
40.
That's a picture of North American race. I don't know what year that was. I don't know who that is or anything.
41.
That's Roy Folger when he was in the service. He likes to take Roy's pictures, your husband, huh?
42.
And that's Molly Peter from Nulato. She died about a year after this. She had TB. She used to be in hospital all the time. That's the same picture. That's the same frame that Peter Henry. Uh-huh, you see? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This is the building right here. That's when it just
this
down there.
House.
This house was way down there. That's when it was behind Moose Hall.
Mm-hmm. That's 1942.
Mm-hmm. It's shortly after that, I think it was moved. Because this guy
photograph
lost
43.
Oh, this is a picture of this is what they used to call bobsled. You see these two runners, you see? It shows better in other pictures. And they used to haul about maybe half a cord, I guess. See? It hauls pretty big load, and I don't know how many dogs he's using here. And that's this thing that's this Alan Star hanging onto. That's what they used to call G-pool. And then they use skis to hang onto to keep the sled right on the trail, you know, instead of diving around it to left or right. You know, they used to ride those G-pools. Lister always talks about it. He said he never saw women ride G-pole till he saw me.
When would you be riding G-pole?
Well, when they used to live at 8 Mile, they had a big cabin there. They used to live there all year round. And below there, we banked, I don't know how many cords of wood for steamboat. And that's when he used to see me, I guess. I helped my husband, Henry Minook, wood bank. I don't know how many cords of wood. And he used to see me haul wood out. I used to be on G4. When it started getting too soft, you know.
Is that hard work going on G-pole?
Not if you get used to it. Just know how to balance yourself on this thing and just keep the, you know, like if you're going this way, you pull the G-pole this way so the sleigh just goes back on a trail, like, you know, instead of just diving right into your right. Yeah. Or the same way, if it's going to your left, you just push your G-pole this way and then it goes back on a trail. That's the trick. Just as long as your dogs don't go too fast and just take off 50 miles an hour, you're okay.
Well, are you on foot when you're on the G-pole?
No, we have skis. We have skis. Mm-hmm.
That's fun, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have good dogs, so you have to have good dogs.
44.
That's my mother-in-law and her husband, John Starr, Sr. In fact, that's, I want to surprise them. I want to make pictures of this for Christmas and give to them for, you know. So if Judy ever see your pictures, don't just show this. That's his junior right there, John Starr Jr., that your husband is talking to out there. Oh. That's his son. So that's my father's stepfather. I gotta put that back.
45?
That's an old picture. They claim that's my brother. I mean, my dad's. They think that's my dad's sister's right here. And they sure look like it too. But I don't know them. I have to show it to my dad and then ask him who they are.
So all except for the third girl.
Third girl with this... plaid cuff and a plaid front. I don't know. It's a dress, I guess, with this long... She's got a long scarf on with flowers. That's Ella Vernetti. So these must be my aunts. This could be Flora Nolner. She sure looks like it.
So you don't know what year this one is?
No, I just got that not long ago.
This used to be a postcard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
45.
It's my grandfather, Al Nolner. He's sitting by his great big wood stove right there. It opens up in front like that. That was his favorite place to sit down. You see how he died with TB, I guess, you know. That's the way it looked. He just got skin and bones. Probably cancer. You don't know about cancer them days. Just came out and somebody took his picture. Bright blue-eyed guy. This is Flora wrote this. This is a photo of my father when he was sick, Flora Nolner. This is picture. I don't know if that's their boat or not.
It looks like
but look boat. Like there's, you see, this was taken in springtime. You see all that driftwood on the river? And that's Nolato. You could see part of that graveyard there. And that's my grandfather. He's got a suit of clothes on, Johnny Antosky, and my mother, Angie Nolner, and my uncle, Lincoln Antosky. I don't know. Maybe that's just before she got married. I don't know.
47.
Oh, that's my twins. That's Tommy. He always stands first because he's the oldest, and Jerry. That was taken.
That's how you could tell them apart, which one stood on
yes,
the first.
Right. Right, you know, when we start taking pictures and when we are holding them too, like I'd be holding somebody on the right, you know, and, you know. Yeah, they got... This is Tom and this is Jerry. It's on their T-shirt. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's when they were about 3 years old, I guess.
Was that a surprise when you had twins?
Oh, yes. It sure was.
But did anyone else in your family have twins? Anybody
before
that?
That's what they said, but I don't know. Yeah. Florence Albert is that's my dad's my husband's uncle. She was married. She had set of twins. Come in.